我们今天晚上要看到撒母耳记下的第二章。
Tonight we will read chapter 2 of 2 Samuel.
第二章一开始我们就看到大卫来到神面前有一个求问。
At the start of chapter 2, we saw how David came before God to inquire of him.
这一个时候大卫的求问是非常有意思。
At this time, his inquiry was very meaningful.
因为扫罗已经死了。
Because Saul had died.
神所高立的人只有大卫。
And the one who God anointed is David. He's the only one who's left.
如果按照人的想法，那他就可以宣告一件事，我现在要做王。
And using man's point of view, David could proclaim that he is now the king.
但是我们看到大卫没有去问这件事。
But we saw that David did not ask God about that.
他是在神面前有求问。
So he did inquire of God.
但他不是求问神啊，我是不是该要做王？
But he did not inquire God whether he wants to be king.
那我们晓得大卫受膏已经是好多年前的事情。
You know that David was anointed many years ago.
在地位上他已经是一个王。
In his position he was already a king.
但实际里他还不是一个王。
But in reality he's not a king.
现在那一个好像是王的扫罗已经死掉了。
Now one who seemed like a king, Saul, had died.
那么他要做王，没有人说不对。
If he wanted to be king now, David wanted to be a king, no one would say it's wrong.
但是我们看见大卫，他仍然在神面前等候神的时间。
But we saw how David was still waiting for the time of God.
他清楚地看见一件事，高立他的是主。
He clearly saw that the one who anointed him was the Lord.
领他上宝座的也该是主。
The one who brings him on the throne should be the Lord.
如果不是主自己来做成这个事情，
If it's not the Lord who fulfilled this thing,
那就是他自己去做成。
Then he will be the one who fulfills it.
如果他自己去做成的话，
If he accomplishes it,
那么他这一个做王就做的并不太光明。
And then his being the king would not be that glorious.
因为没有看见神的手。
Because he did not see the hand of God.
所以我们看到大卫去求问神的时候，他只是求问一件这样的事。
So when we saw David inquire of God,This is the one thing they inquire of him.
他说我上犹大的一个城去可以不可以？
And he asked God, shall I go to one of the cities of Judah?
那弟兄姊妹，这一个时候大卫还是在南地。
At this time, David was still in the nature.
就是在犹大的南方，
which is the southern part of Judah.
靠近西乃的那一带。
And it's near Sinai.
那现在他就问神说，神啊，我现在可不可以去犹大一个城？
Now we ask God, shall I go to one of the cities of Judah?
我现在可以不必再流亡在那外面了。
I don't need to wander on the outside.
我可以回家。
I could come back home.
那我该去哪一个城？
So which city should I go to?
那弟兄姊妹，这个完全不是一个做王的寻求。
This is not something a person who's a king would seek after.
他只是在那里寻求要回到自己该去的地方。
He's seeking a place where he needs to return to.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然大卫知道他要做王，
even though David knew that he'll become a king,
但是他并不自己去做王。
But he doesn't want to.Pick up that responsibility himself to be king.
如果他自己去做王，那就他是做自己的王。
If he would be the king then he would be doing it for himself.
如果他在等候神让他做王，那他所做的乃是神要他做的王。
So if he waits for God for the time for him to become king, then he's waiting for God.
那所以我们看见他现在这样的一个祈求实在是很有意思。
Therefore, we see that his inquiry was very meaningful at this time.
大卫已经学到一个功课，他不越过神的界限。
David already learned the lesson that he would not surpass the boundary of God.
那当他这样的祈求的时候，
when he inquired of God like
this, 神就给他一个答应。
God gave him an answer.
他说可以。
He said, yes, you can.
宝贝的就在这里。
The precious thing is here.
那神既然说是可以。
If God says it's okay,
那我喜欢去哪一个城就去哪一个城了。
Then whenever city that I like to go to, then I can go up.
但是你看到大卫在这里还继续的求问。
But here you see that David continued to ask.
神啊，既然是可以。
That God, if you say it's all right,
那我该去哪一个城？
Where shall I go up?
这个我不敢自己定规，你来替我定规。
I cannot choose for myself, but I want you to choose for me.
神就对他说，去希伯伦。
And God told him to go to Hebron.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
希伯伦这个地方是亚伯拉罕进迦南以后长久停留的一个地方。
Hebron was the place that after Abraham entered Canaan, that was the place where he stayed for the most time.
这一个地方从属灵的意义上面去看是很有意思。
And Hebron has a very meaningful spiritual meaning.
我们以前读创世纪的时候已经稍微提过。
When we read Genesis, we already mentioned it.
那希伯伦的意思其中的一个是朋友或者是友情。
One of the meaning of the word Hebron was friend or friendship.
那这个友情是说到什么友情？
And what friendship are we talking about?
如果我们看希伯伦这个地方的历史，我们就看到这里是明明是指着亚伯拉罕跟神中间的那一个交通的感情。
When we look at Hebron, we see that it relates to the fellowship and the friendship between Abraham and God.
神和亚伯拉罕中间他们的交通到一个地步，神说亚伯拉罕是我的朋友。
The fellowship between God and Abraham was to the point that God can claim Abraham was his friend.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
希伯伦是一个与神交通到一个地步，人与神中间没有间隔。
And Hebron means that man and God is fellowshipping to a point that there is no hindrance between them at all.
如同朋友一样。
Just like a friend.
那么另外一个意思呢？
The other meaning of Hebron,
那是结盟。
It's covenant.
Union.
Alliance.
那么结盟
is an alliance.
就是联合了。
It's to unite together.
那是什么联合呢？
What kind of union is it?
仍然是说到亚伯拉罕跟神的联合。
Still talking about the union between Abraham and God.
那虽然那个意思是不完全一样，但是那个实质是一样的。
And even though the meaning is different, but the reality is the same.
现在神就对大卫说：“你去希伯伦。”
Now God told David to go up to Hebron.
那去希伯伦做什么呢？
And what was he going to do there?
我不知道神那个意思。是不是让他们学学你的先祖？
先祖 ，fathers。Do you know if God's meaning for David was that he experienced his forefathers' experience?
你在哪里？ 进入与我来交通。
You need to enter there into fellowship with me.
在交通的里面来等候我的安排。
And in fellowship, you wait for my preparation.
也许是有这个意思。
Maybe God has this plan in mind.
我不敢说一定有，但是我是觉得会有。
I cannot say definitely, but I feel that there should be this characteristic.
因为在犹大，那么许多的城都可以去，为什么就是说去希伯伦呢？
Because there are so many other cities in Judah that David could go. Why did God choose Hebron?
那这一点我们只能从属灵的实际上面去领会。
And we can only see it in the spiritual reality.
那大卫到了希伯伦。
And when David reached Hebron,
就住在希伯伦。
And he dwelt in Hebron.
圣经没有记载他在希伯伦做了什么。
The Bible did not record what he did there.
也不没有记载他在希伯伦经过多久。
And the Bible also did not record how long he stayed there.
然后就发生一件事了。
And then something occurred.
是什么事呢？
And what is it?
是犹太人来到大卫那里来接受他作王。
And if the Jews came to David to accept him as king,
做犹大家的王。
And to be the king over the house of Judah.
那我们是在感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise
the Lord. 在这一个时候，
At that time,
我们很清楚地看见是神让大卫到了希伯伦。
Very clearly we see that God led David to Hebron.
然后是神在希伯伦把大卫送上宝座。
And then at Hebron, God gave David up to the throne.
整件事情的发生你看见是神在那里做引领。
And in the whole matter, we saw that God was the one who did the guidance.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那在这里我们注意一件事情。
Here we must pay attention.
神说去希伯伦。
God says to go to Hebron.
大卫就去希伯伦。
And David did so.
那就着这一件事情上面来说。
And in this matter,
因为你看见大卫是一个完全服神传领的人。
You see that David was one who's totally submissive to God's authority.
我们一直在讲。
And we have been saying this all
along. 神能用什么人来表明他的权柄？
And who can God use to manifest his authority?
神不是用那些有才干的人。
God does not use those who have talent and ability.
神也不是用那些蛮有智慧的人。
And God didn't use those who are full of wisdom and intelligence.
而我的意思并不是说神不用这些人。
I'm not saying that God did not use these people.
什么人神都能用。
And God can use anybody.
你有学问的，没有学问的，神要用起来的时候，神都能用。
Whether you're learned or not, whether you're educated or not, God can use you.
像这个主日正源弟兄在那边，在沈国荣交通到那个神手中合用的器皿跟那个事情一样。
And just like a brother Jason shared in San Bruno on Sunday of a person who fit for the vessel for honor.
不管你的背景是什么，
No matter what your background is,
神所注意的是究竟合用不合用。
God is only paying attention to whether it's fit for his usage.
如果不合用的话，
If it's not useful to God,
再有才干也没有意思。
Even though the person has more ability and talent, there's no use to God.
再有学问也没有意思。
And even if the person is more educated, it's no use to him.
但是如果有才干，有学问，但是他不坚持这一些，单单的去学习，寻求神，做一个服神传领的人。
So if he's educated and has many talents, and if he do not seek after God,
那这真的是合用的器皿。
And he did not seek after God, but seek after God, then he would be one fit for the use of God.
那就算没有学问，没有才干，但是他就是会寻求神，顺服神。
And if he has no talent or no education, but he knows how to seek after God.
那这样的人仍然是神手中合用的器皿。
This kind of person can still be used by God as a vessel.
那比如说你看到没有，神要做工，他不是借着我们的所有去做工。
And when God works, He's not working according to what we have.
他乃是他自己来做工。
But it's Him who does the work Himself.
但是他必须借着我们这个人来让他显出他的工作。
But He needs to work through us and by us to reveal His work.
那如果我们了解这一点的话，我们就能很清楚的领会这个意思。
If we can understand or grab onto this point, then we can understand it.
那说得清楚一点。
And to say clearly,
神所要的乃是一个父神传递的人。
The person of God's one is one who submits to His authority.
那当人附在神的传递的底下。
When man submits to God's authority,
神就可以自由的做工。
And God can work freely.
人不肯服在神的权柄的底下，
If one who is unwilling to submit to God's authority,
神要做工就受到拦阻，
then the work of God will be hindered.
那所以我们在这里看到大卫先去希伯伦。
So here we see that David first went to Hebron.
停了一阵在那里，
and he stayed there for a little while.
然后神才让他做犹大家的王。
And only after that did God let him to be king.
那在这个过程里头，我们很清楚地看见神在这里给大卫一个试验。
And in this whole progression, we see that God is training David.
你能不能服从你？
And God was testing him to see that if he was willing to submit.
也许我们会说，大卫过去那一段日子已经是学了不少服从你的功课。
And we could say that David had learned a lot about submitting to God's authority in the past.
但是从前是从前。
But the past is the past.
从前是被人追赶。
In the past, David was pursued by others.
现在是准备做王。
Now he's preparing himself to be king.
情形已经完全不一样。
And the situation, circumstance has changed.
从前给人追赶的时候，你服神的权柄，那这个我们容易体会。
In the past, when he was pursued by others, and when he submitted to the authority of God,We can understand it.
现在又准备做王了，那还能服神的权柄，那这个就要经过考验。
And now he's ready to become king, and he's willing to submit himself to God. Then, but he needs to go through testing.
但是感谢。
But we thank God.
神说你去希伯伦。
And God told him to go to Hebron.
他就去。
And he went.
他没有。什么的顶撞他就去。
And he did not rebel against God again, he went.
到了希伯伦也没有什么动静。
After he went to Hebron, there wasn't any moving.
安安静静的好像过了一阵子。
And it seemed like that in the days he spent very restfully.
他也没有在那里像现在一般人说造势来预备他去做王。
And he wasn't like some other people might have done to do something to get himself prepared to be king.
他没有。
He didn't do that.
他就安安静静地住在希伯伦。
So restfully he lived in Hebron.
等到神的时候到了。
Until the time of God comes.
是别人来请他做王。
And then and others came to invite him to be king.
不是他自己需要去做王。
It's not that he himself put himself on the throne.
如果我们说情和说理，
If we say it's by invitation, that's more reasonable.
不打算。如果我们说合不合理，
whether if you say it's logical or not，
合不合情，
or if it's makes sensible，
大卫 都有理由说我现在要来做王。
David had the reason to say that he the king. He should be king.
但大卫没有。
But David did not say that.
大卫虽然他按情按理他可以这样做，但是他没有这样做。
And even though it's sensible and it's reasonable for him to do that, he did not do that.
这个就是生命做王的路。
And this is the pathway for the life to be the king.
从开始到末了都是神自己在管理着带领着。
From the beginning to the end, it's God who's doing the guidance.
我们看到大卫这一段做王的过程。
When we see this event of David becoming king,
我们就很清楚地看到。
We can clearly see
为什么大卫做王是预表了我们的主张将来在国度里头做王。
Why is it that David becoming king is a type of foreshadow for Christ being the king in the future?
当然他们都是王。
Of course they are both kings.
他们都建立了国度。
And they have established the kingdom.
但是这个一般人的历史那个过程都是这样，没有什么了稀奇。
This is just a general history of people. There's nothing amazing about it.
但是稀奇就是在这里。
But what's amazing is here.
大卫做王是怎么做法？
How did David become rule as a king?
他不是打江山打出来的。
And he did not.He did not fight to gain this position.
他乃是被人追赶追到王位上去的。
And he was being pursued to the kingship.
我们看我们的主。
We saw our Lord.
他怎么坐上国度的宝座的？
How did he come to sit on the throne of the kingdom?
我们看主在地上的那一段路程。
When we see the path that the walk.That the Lord
was一直给人气绝气绝气绝到一个地步钉死在十字架上。
And he was forsaken by men all the way to the point that he was crucified to the cross.
按人来看钉在十字架上什么都完了。
And in men's eyes when you are crucified on the cross everything is finished.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
钉十字架就是那个转机。
The crucifixion was the turning point.
我们的主做王就是因为他走到那个给钉死在十字架上的那一个地点。
Our Lord became king because he walked to the point that he was crucified on the cross.
也许还要多一点。
Or perhaps even more.
还要被埋葬在坟墓里。
He was buried in the tomb.
因此神就将他升为至高。用什么？这是我们都很熟的腓立比书的经文。
And this is from the Philippians that God has exalted him to the highest.
地上的人做王，他们是战斗夺来的。
Men on the earth who become king is by fighting over for the position.
属灵的国度的做王是十字架的道路带出来的。
In the spiritual kingdom.To be the king, it's been brought through by the cross.
那十字架的道路是什么？
What is the path of the cross?
没有了自己。
It's to rid of oneself.
什么时候人没有了自己？生命做完的事情就显出了。
Whenever one is rid of himself, then and he has the qualification to be the king.
而我们的主在国度里面坐上宝座，他所走过的路也是同样的原则。
In the kingdom, the Lord has gained the throne because he walked through the way of the cross.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
是大卫在希伯伦做犹大的家的王这一点。
That David can be king over the house of Judah.
给我们看见。我们的主所走的路。
Let us see the path which our Lord had walked.
这样做王的路是没有人愿意走的。
And this path of the king, nobody wants to walk on it.
也不合人的理由的。
It's illogical or unreasonable to man.
但是感谢神，属灵的路就是这样走。
So thank God, this is how the spiritual path.
人下去，神就把他提起来。
When man decrees himself, God will exalt him.
人坚持自己，神就没有办法借着他来显出产品。
If man wants to hold on to himself, then God has no ability or has no way to show his authority upon him.
那现在大卫开始做王。
Now David becomes king.
但是只是犹大家的王。
But only the king over the house of Judah.
还不是整个以色列的王。
He's still not yet the king over Israel.
不能说是神的百姓的王。
And to say that he's the king over the people.
He's not the king. Still not the king.
He is still not the over the people.
King over the,
king over the people yet.
感谢神。
Thank God.
那他这个做王的经历。
This experience of him the king.
也给我们看见。我们今天在属灵的路上走的时候，我们进入做王的那个实际里头的经历。
Let us see that in a spiritual walk, this is the reality when we enter into the path to be the king.
那我们看到大卫做王的经历，乃是经过破碎而接受建造。
You see that experience that David had on his path to be the king, that he was broken down and was also built up.
那这过去我们一直看下来就是看这个。
And in the past when we read about David, this is what we read about him.
神在破碎他，也同时在建造他。
And God is breaking him down, and at the same time God's building him up.
那他经过这个破碎和建造，现在时候到了，神让他做王。
And David had entered through the breaking and also the building up of God. Now it's time for him to be the king.
但是当他做王的时候，
Now when he is the king,
他只是局部的做王。
He's only been the king of partially.
不是全完整的做王。
He's not the king completely.
那弟兄姊妹，这一点很有意思。
But this point is very meaningful.
我也想和弟兄姊妹们先在这里交通清楚。
I want to share brothers about this point.
平常我们一提到做王，我们的心思里马上就有一个这样的反应。
Normally, when we speak about being the king, we have this reaction.
能做王就是完全成熟。
To be the king means one is fully matured.
但弟兄姊妹不是。
But this is not the case.
能做王只是说出成熟的开始。
Being able to become king only means it's the beginning of the maturity of someone.
那在开始的时候。
And at the start.
虽然是做王。
Even though it's a king that he's been.
但是那个做王的事实所显出的范围并不太大。
But the reality of a king and the boundary
is
not so great.
很小的一个部分。
It's only very small part.
那从这里先开始做王。
And from this point of starting to be the king,
继续在生命的功课上学习。
Continue to learn in the lessons of life.
那个做王的实际就扩充。
Then the reality of the king would expand or increase.
继续的扩充。
Continue to expand.
一直扩充到有一天。
Until that one day,
能完全做王。
And he's totally, the king.
那我们看下去的时候，我们看到大卫是先在希伯伦做王七年。
And from here we see that David was king in Hebron for over 7 years.
然后 才做全以色列的王。
And then he becomes the king over all Israel.
那我们看看从局部到完全。
You see that is from partial to complete.
那你说这个只是大卫做王的历史跟我们有什么关联呢？
But you say that this is only the history of David being the king. What does that have to do with us?
那我们看撒母耳记的时候，我们已经提过，透过扫罗和大卫这两个人，我们看那个属灵的征战。
From the book of Samuel, we saw that through the persons of David and Saul, we see the spiritual warfare.
那属灵的征战就是发生在肉体和生命的当中。
And spiritual warfare occurs between the flesh and the life.
现在扫罗死了，肉体完了。
And now when Saul died, the flesh ends.
那生命长成了。已经长成了。
And the life has matured.
那还有什么好看的呢？
And so what's more is there to it?
感谢神。
Thank God.
生命是长成，但是没有成熟。
The life has grown, but it has not matured yet.
那所以，大卫做王的这个经历，从局部到完全啊，正是我们生命经历里面的那个过程。
And so David being king partially to totally is also our spiritual experience.
那我们先要领会这样的一件事。
But first we need to understand about this matter.
那我们读下去的时候，我们才不会在那里发生一些心思上的骚扰。
And so when we read on, we will not be disturbed in our thoughts.
因为在以后我们还看见大卫还是一再的发生软弱。
Because later on we see that David once and again became weak.
并且所发生的软弱都不是一般性的软弱。
And the weaknesses he shown is not just some general weaknesses.
都是非常原则性的软弱。
And it's very practical or very principled.
你说他生命成熟了怎么还会有这些事情？
But you say that he is mature, but why did he still have these things happen to him?
那我们若是看清楚那个属灵的经历的过程是这样的走过了。
If we can see that the spiritual experience is walked out like that,
那我们就不会在心思上受叨扰。
Then our thoughts will not be disturbed.
那这个话我们正好用罗马书上的两个地方来说明它是很清楚的。
And we use two places in the book of Romans to put it out clearly.
罗马书第六章就说到，我们不要让罪在我们这个肢体上面来做王。
In Romans chapter 6, it says that we should not be, our body should not be ruled by sin.
我们要把我们的肢体献给神，让义来做王。
And we need to consecrate ourselves to God so that
our member
to God so that you'll be righteous. The righteous become king.
那弟兄姊妹，这在我们属灵的经历上面，那很清楚的。
Now spiritual experience is very clear.
用说当我们受主的吸引的时候，我们真爱慕献给主。
When we are attracted by the Lord, we indeed long to love the God, love the Lord.
好多弟兄姊妹们也曾经在神面前表达过一个心愿，奉献给主。
Many brothers and sisters have shown their wish to consecrate themselves to the Lord.
我们不能说那一个奉献是假的。
We cannot say that that consecration was false.
因为当弟兄姊妹们这样奉献的时候，他里头实在是那样真实的、愿意的，所以是真实的。
Just when they consecrate themselves like that, we say that it's real.
但是心愿是一件事。
But their heart desire or their wish is one thing.
但是实际是另外一件事。
Reality-wise, it's a different matter.
因为我们这些人还是活在那个肉身的里面。
Because we are still living in the flesh.
那因此还是有很多的骚扰，很多的吸引在那里，叫我们不能完全的 成全我们的心愿。
There's many disturbances, many hindrances there, so that we cannot fulfill our wishes.
那所以我们就发觉，自从我们有一个心意奉献给主。
Therefore, we see that if we have this wish to consecrate ourselves,
那的确在生活上也产生了一些变化。
That in our life it causes a change.
但是自己也不满意那个变化的程度。
But we are not satisfied with the degree of the change.
那当然神更不满意我们的那个变化的程度了。
And God would still not be satisfied with the degree of our change too.
那我们总是觉得有很多的我们很多的东西没有办法能在神面前放得下。
You see that there's a lot of things inside of us that we cannot put down before God.
我举个例子来说吧。
I'm using an illustration.
从前我们中间不是这里中间，我还在学生当还在学校当学生的那个时候，在我们的中间有一个姊妹。
And when I was a student, and there was a sister where I was fellowshipping.
她是非常非常的爱看电影的。
And she liked to see movies very much.
那么后来他们给主的爱吸引他要愿意奉献给主。
And after she was attracted by the love of God, she wanted to consecrate herself to God.
但是在她奉献的时候她跟神说了这样的一件事。
At the time of the consecration, she told God this.
神啊，我是愿意奉献给你。
And she told him that she's willing to consecrate herself.
你要从我身上拿去什么，我都不反对。
And I would not oppose anything that you want to take away.
但是你必须要把电影留下给我。
But you must leave the movie for me.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
你就看到，
you can see.
根本那一个姊妹当时说只要留下电影，但是只是她当时眼睛所看见的。只有电影，事实上还不止那么，电影只电影那么一件事。
And when the sister says she cannot put down movies, we can see that it's not just that simple as putting down movies.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到没？
虽
然说我们的确是有那个心愿
，and we do have this desire，
但是一碰到我们实际生活的时候
，but when we bump into our practical living，
我们就觉得这一点要留，这一件要留下来。
And we feel that certain things we need to reserve
这样也要留下。
And some other things we need to reserve.
你还能在那里说神啊，你是很大的，你根本不计较这个小事。
And you say to God that He is so great, but and that He doesn't need to take any He doesn't need to wait for these things.
啊，我把这些留下来，你也不会介意啊。
And if I keep these things for myself, then you will not oppose to me.
但是慢慢的你觉得过不去。
But slowly you feel that you cannot get over it.
那结果呢？
And as a result?
那个姊妹现在已经回到主那里去很久了。不过在她没有回到主那里去以前，一次她就做见证。
The sister is not with the Lord, but before she went to the Lord, she made this testimony.
她说我那是真是愚昧。我说神啊，你拿去什么都可以，就是不要把电影从我身上拿走。
And she testified that she was foolish and saying that asking God that He can take away anything but not movies.
结果后来他说主啊，你要拿就拿吧。
So at the end, she submitted to God to say that anything you want to take, you can take.
我说我自己。
Speaking of for myself.
我从前做学生的时候很喜欢跳舞。
When I was a student, I really liked to dance.
那我当主吸引我的时候，我差不多认识这个姊妹的样子。我说神啊，你什么都可以，就是留下这样的。
When I accepted the Lord, I was just like his sister and asked God He could take away everything else except dancing.
但是在主面前走过一段路，就觉得。过不来了。
But after I walk with the Lord for a while, then I see that I cannot get over this.
在主面前说，你不喜悦，我就放下。
And so I came before God and say that if it's not pleasing to you, then I will let go.
弟兄姊妹，我们的经历都是这样。
And brothers, this is our experience.
不是这一点就是那一点。
If it's not this point, it's another point. If it's not this thing, it's another thing.
总是好像一点一点的交给主。
And little by little we give to God.
但是我们奉献的时候，我们的心思是说，神啊，我愿意奉献。
So when we consecrate ourselves, our desire was to give ourselves to the Lord.
但是在实际里头，保持一点一点的交出来。
But in reality, we give ourselves bit by bit.
就是我不是说神不允许我们做一些事情。
I'm not saying that God does not allow us to do certain things.
有好些事情别人可以做，你就不可以做。
And there are things that others can do, but you cannot do.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为别人做的时候，是别人做那一件事情的王。
Because when others do those things, they're being king over those things.
你去做的时候，是那一件事情做你的王。
But when you do those things become your king.
在这种情形的里头，主就让你过不去。In
this condition, the Lord will not let you get over.
因为你并没有让主的权柄在那一件事上面显得出来。Because
you did not allow the authority of the Lord to be revealed in that matter.
所以我们看罗马书第六章的时候，我们就看到这个。So
when we read Romans chapter 6,
我们把肢体献给神。
When we offer the member of the body to the Lord.
从前肢体是作恶的，现在不作恶了。
The members were in, were evil before God, and now it's not.
那现在就, 做神所喜悦的事了。
And now the members of the body.
从前嘴巴是说一些以神怒气的话的。
In the past, the member would say something that.
现在嘴巴奉献给主了，不说那些了，就是说主所喜悦的。
Consecrate your lips or your mouth to God, and you not to say those things.
那是一样的交给主了。And
one thing and another you give to God.
那这个是罗马书六章上面所说到的那个把肢体献给神。And
it's in Romans chapter 6 that you consecrate your members to God.
但是让生命继续的这样的一点一滴的长成。And
the life would grow little by little.
等到十二章的时候，你就看见一件很
And in chapter 12, we see it very clear.
不再是献肢体,
and it's not members anymore.
乃是献身体了,
but it's the body.
是整个的人都交出去了。
It's the whole person that you give to God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是大卫做王的那个经历里头的原则。
And this is the principle of David being the king.
从局部到完全
from partial to complete
我们在神面前那个生命的经历也是这样的走过了
and this is a spiritual experience before God too
我们感谢神
we thank God
但是大卫做王的经历一直等到他完全的成熟还不停在从局部到整个
From David's experience of being the king, it's not only from the partial, being partial to being complete.
还有一方面我们要先交通。There's
another point that we need to share.
然后以后我们读到大卫的历史的时候，我们就知道。
And later on when we read the history of David, we will know.
那还要注意一点是什么呢？
And what we need to pay attention to?
从外面做王到里面做王。
From being the king externally to being the king internally.
那大卫现在做了犹大家的王。
And now David was king over the house of Judah.
过了七年，他就做以色列全家的王。
After 7 years, David would become king over the house of Israel.
那按照神给他高利的那件事情，从外面来看，他完全做王。
And through the matter of God anointing him to be king on the outside, externally, he's the king already.
但是这个王是坐在外面,
but this is only the king externally.
在他里面, 他还没有完全让神做王。
Inside of him, he's not totally letting God to be the king.
因为在以后我们看见, 大卫完成 在外面完全做完以后，他还发生了好几件很严肃的原则性的得罪神的事。
Later on, we see that when David was being the king on the outside totally, that in principle wise, he has committed many errors.
那为什么？
In that in his life he committed many errors, but why is that?
用此文我们要看到外面虽然是做王的，
you must see that on the outside even though he's the king,
但是里面还没有做王，
but inside he's not yet the king,
里面还没有完全的让神居首位，
and he did not let God take the priority inside of it.
那所以他要数点民数，
and therefore he took the census.
所以他就出了那个八十八的那个问题。
And the other thing is he took Bathsheba as wife.
那所以他就纵容了亚沙龙。
And he also spoiled Absalom.
那不要说你看到这些都是很原则性的，很很严肃的。
And these are all very principle wise, and it's very serious matter.
但是从外面来看，他已经做王。
But on the outside, he was the king.
但是他里面还没有王的成熟的生命。
But inside of him, he did not have the maturity of the king's life.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要在没看到大卫开始做王的时候，我们要先提出这几样。
And as we ready to see David being the king, we must point out these few points.
不然的话，我们以后看下去的时候，我们就迷乱了。
And so that is, so that prevents us from getting confused or mixed up when we look at David later on.
大卫的完全成熟。
David's full maturity
是在列王记上。第一二三
comes in chapter 1 and 2 in 1 Kings.
我们感谢赞美，
we thank and praise the Lord.
神让我们看到生命的路是怎样的行走，
God allowed us to see how the path of life is walked out.
那现在我们回到撒母耳记里边来。
Now we return to Samuel.
那大卫做了以色列家的大卫犹大家的王。
And David was the king over the house of Judah.
有一件小事就给记录在这里。
A very small matter was recorded here.
这一件小事也是指出了大卫那个生命实在是有点是长成。
And this small matter pointed to us that his life has been a little bit matured.
当他做王以后，
after he became the king,
他就听说基列亚比人埋葬了扫罗的尸体。
He heard that the people of Jabesh Gilead buried the body of Saul.
那他就去对基列亚比人说了一些非常有恩典的话。
And he spoke very gracious words to the men of Jabesh Gilead.
大卫说，你既然厚待你们的主扫罗，我也一定会厚待你们。
And he was telling them that since you show kindness to Saul, I would also show kindness to you.
有一句话很有意思。
That's a phrase that's very meaningful.
在中文圣经就是第七节最末了的那一句。
In the Chinese Bible is the latter end of verse 7.
但是所以你们要刚强奋勇。
Now therefore let your hands be strong.
那弟兄姊妹们，注意这件事情。
And be valiant, but take note of this thing.
基列亚比还是在扫罗家的 管辖的底下。
Jabesh Gilead was still under the control of the house of Saul.
大卫也承认基列亚比人的主是扫罗。
And David admitted that the Lord of the house of Jabesh Gilead was
Saul. 那扫罗是一直追赶大卫的人。
And Saul was the person who's been pursuing after David all along.
那么现在大卫说，犹大家已经高我做王了。
And now David said that the house of Judah has anointed me
king. 你们的主扫罗也死了。
And your Lord Saul is dead.
那现在我做了犹大家的王。
And now I'm the king over the house of Judah.
你们要刚强奋勇。
Now let your hands be strong and be valiant.
那这个刚强奋勇的意思是什么？
What's the meaning of being strong and be valiant?
如果他刚强奋勇也来拥护大卫做王，那这个事情就没有什么特别。
If they're strong and valiant and they want heartily to put David on the throne, then this doesn't would not cause that much to say about.
但下面这个基利亚比人不是犹大家的人。
But here the man of Jabesh Gilead is not the man of Judah.
基利亚比人还是扫罗家的人。
They're not from the house of Judah, but the house of Saul.
在当时情势上面来说
，at that situation at that time,
有扫罗虽然死了，但是扫罗家还是与大卫家敌对。
Even though Saul was dead, but his house is still opposed.
现在大卫说，基利亚比人啊，你们要刚强奋勇。
And David was saying to the men of Jabesh Gilead to be strong and be valiant.
那这话什么意思？
What is the meaning of that?
帮助你们由大家来对付我。
And is he saying to help them to deal with David's house?
还是你来归顺我。
Or you submit yourself to me.
在这里你没看到大卫说这句话的那个目的在哪里。
Here we cannot see the meaning behind his saying these words.
如果你就着当时的形式来说，就是说，也许我们会在战场上见面啊。
In this situation, at that time, he might be thinking that they would, we might be thinking that they might meet in the battlefield.
那弟兄姊妹，我们不要用世俗的眼光来看大卫。
So we should not use the eyes of the world to look at David.
大卫在这里做这一件事情。
When David did this thing,
我们必须看到一件事。
We must see.
虽然他那时候只是犹大家的王，
even though he's only the king over the house of Judah，
但是弟兄姊妹能知道，
Brothers will know，
神告诉他不是只是做大卫家的王，
God anointed David not just to be the king over the house of David，
神告诉他乃是要他做以色列全家的王，
God anointed him so that he become king over the house, whole house of Israel。
虽然现在扫罗家还站在一个敌对的地位上，
and even though the house of Saul was still opposing David，
但是在神的托付的里头，大卫是看见这些仍然是我的子民。
Under God's entrustment, David saw that these also are his people，
因为他们是神的子民。
Because they are the people of God，
他们可以看我是仇敌，
and they can see me as the enemy，
但是我却不能把他们看作仇敌，
but I cannot look at them as my enemy。
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是何等宝贝的一个心意。
This is a very precious desire，
在大卫的里面流出来，
and it flows out from inside of David。
那么当大卫在做犹大家的王的时候，
When David was the king over the house of Judah，
那个时候大的征战没有了，
and all the big battles are gone。
大卫家跟犹大家好大卫家跟扫罗家好像也没有很明显的冲突，
and there wasn't a very visible struggle between the house of David and the house of Saul。
虽然大卫做王的那个地域只是县里犹大这一个 小地方，
even though the region that David reigned in was only constrained to Judah，
其他那十一个支派的地方大卫还没有 传领去约束。
And the other 11 tribes and their land, David did not have the power over them yet.
但是扫罗家却从约旦河西撤退到约旦河东。
And the house of Saul has retreated from the west of Jordan to east of Jordan.
那扫罗家的元帅亚尼尔就立扫罗的儿子伊斯波瑟做王。
Now the commander of the army of Saul, Abner, has left the son of Saul, Ish-bosheth, to be king.
那么就迁到约旦河东那边来和大卫对抗。
And they went into east of Jordan to go against David.
那当然我们可以说他们这些人没有看见神的旨意。
Of course we can say that these people did not see the will of God.
不过我们同时也可以说
But at the same time we can also say
神暂时保留他们乃是为要大卫再学功课。
And God has temporarily kept them there is for David to learn more lessons.
不错，你现在做了犹大王。
It's correct that you become the king of Judah.
但神给你的是以色列家。
But what God has given you is the house.
还有十一个支派不在你手下。
And there are 11 more tribes that are not under
your control. 你已经做王了。
And you be the king.
你怎么进一步去做以色列的王呢？
And how can you be the king over Israel?
来成就神的高利的目的呢？
And to accomplish or fulfill God's purpose of anointing you.
但是我们看见大卫在犹大家做王。他就安安静静的在犹大家做王。
And we see that when David was king over the house of Judah,
他没有去攻击其余那十一个支派，要叫他们服在他的权柄底下。
And he did not attack the other 11 tribes so that they can be under his control.
但是扫罗家就不是这样。
Yet the house of Saul was not like that.
大卫没有主动的去攻打以色列，攻打扫罗家。
David did not take the initiative to attack the house of Saul.
他看见神把我送上犹大家的宝座。
And God has seen that God has put him on the throne of Judah.
那
the house of Judah.
以后神也一定是把我送上。以色列的宝座。
And so later on, that God will also lead him into the throne of Israel.
因为这个是神高立我的目的，他会负责。
Because it's the purpose that God has anointed me for, and He would follow through.
也许有人以为大卫没有志气。
Some might say that David has not the courage.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你看见大卫。是如何跟随神的引导的时候，我们就不会说他是一个懦弱的人。
So when we see how David followed after God, we will not say that he is a man of weakness.
他是在等候神的时间。
He's waiting for the time of God to come.
那等候神的时间是最不容易学的功课。
Waiting for the time of God to come is a very hard lesson.
明明是应该做的。
Very clearly is something that one must do.
明明是对的。
Very clear that it was right.
但是因为神的时间还没有到。
But because the time of God has not arrived.
你就不能动。
Then you cannot move.
啊，这个功课是不太容易学。
This lesson is not that easy to learn.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
一个在生命里面要做王的人。必须要是
one who be the king in his life, he must go through this.
大卫家一直在等候神的时间。
The house of David was waiting for the time of God.
但是扫罗家就不是这样。
But the house of Saul was different.
那么现在就发生一件事情。
So here we see that something happened.
这是大卫做完以后多久的事情，我们不知道。
We do not know when this took place after David became king.
亚尼尔就带着一些随从，从约旦河东跑到约旦河西来。
Abner took some of his men from the west of, from the east of Jordan to the west of Jordan.
那么刚好约押也带着犹大家的一些战士也出去。
Coincidentally, Joab also brought some of his men out.
他们偶尔在基甸这个地方碰了头。
And coincidentally, they came upon each other at Gibeon.
那本来碰了头，你不理睬我，我不理睬你，也就没什么事。
And if they were not to, when they met up with each other, they not to, talk to each other, and they'll be, that would have gone over.
但是亚尼尔就提出一个意见来。
But Abner made a suggestion.
他说。约押
he said, Joab,
好不好？你选一些人出来，我们也选一些人出来，让他们在这里戏耍戏耍。
Now let the young men arise from your side, not from my side, and they hold a contest.
什么戏耍？就是打斗。
What's the contest? It's fighting with each other.
要说好，那就来嘛。
And so he said, okay, let them arise.
那结果他们就选出一些人来，那么就在那里就打起来了，就彼此都刺杀了。
And so they picked people from each side and they fight each other and they fell.
就因着这样，他们就全体都打起来了。
And after this, all of them became fighting with each other.
那当然，扫罗家就不敌就逃了。
And so we see the house of Saul, they cannot hold the ground, and so they fled.
约押就领着那些人去追赶。
And Joab led his men to pursue after them.
他们就逃回，要逃回河东那边去。
And they want to flee to east of Jordan.
亚尼尔走了
，and Abner went away.
但是约押的一兄弟叫做亚撒黑，他跑得很快的。
When the brother of Joab, Asahel, he was a very swift runner.
不晓得他参加现在的奥林匹克会不会100公尺拿金牌。
Don't know if he won, he will win the gold medal in the 100-meter dash in the Olympics.
大概100公尺没有用处，要跑10,000米的那个才可以。
Maybe 100 meter is too fast. Maybe he needs to run 10,000 meters.
他就一直追，就追到一个地步，他剩下他单独一个人在前面追。
And he pursued to the point that he was the only one left who was pursuing after Abner.
他就是一直追赶亚尼尔。
And he was all the way pursuing after Abner.
一直追到日落的时候。
And all the way to sunset.
亚尼尔就告诉他说，亚撒黑回去吧，不要追赶了，算了，你们打赢了，我认输了。
Abner told Asahel to turn back and not to pursue him anymore. You have won, and you can go back now.
那亚撒黑就不听。
And Asahel did not listen to him.
他就继续去追。
He continued to pursue after him.
亚尼尔就警告他说，我何必杀你呢？我杀了你，我哪有脸去见你哥哥约押呢？
And Abner was telling Asahel, why should I strike you to the ground? How then could I lift up my face to your brother Joab?
亚撒黑没理会。
And Asahel did not take matter into react to him.
结果就被亚尼尔杀了。
And therefore he was killed by Abner.
等到那个后面约押的人追到那个地方的时候，他已经死了。
And when the men of Joab caught up with him, he was dead already.
那结果这样 那一天的战士就这样的结束了。
And therefore the battle between the two groups ended that day.
这只是一个小战事。
And this is only a very small battle.
但是我在这里 圣灵记录了下来。
But here the Spirit recorded this.
记录了下来 的目的在什么地方?
And what is the meaning or the purpose that the Spirit recorded this?
这一段的事情那个重点是记在亚撒黑的被杀。
The key point of this event was the death of Abraham.
那亚撒黑为什么要拼命地追赶亚尼尔?
Why did Abraham want to risk his own life to chase after Abner?
我们没有正面的资料来说他。
And we do not have any concrete evidence to talk about him.
但是我们从他的一些表现来看呢, 我们推测当时他的心里所想的会是这样。
That's from what Eisenhower did, and we could be draw up a conclusion.
亚撒黑是一个勇士。
Eisenhower was a courageous warrior.
也是跟随大卫的人当中的有名气的。
And he's also one renowned who followed after David.
我们读到那个列王记上的末了的时候 我们就看到
At the end of 1 Kings, we saw
他是大卫那30个勇士里头的一个。
And he's one of the 30 valiant warriors among David's men.
那所以他是一个会打仗的人。
So he's one who's very talented in battles.
另外呢，他是走得快的人。
And another point was that he was one who was swift in running.
那这两个事情加起来可能就是他丧命的原因。
And when you put these two things together, we see the reason that he lost his life.
他想亚尼尔，你走不过我。
He was thinking to himself that Abner cannot outrun him.
我一定能追上你。
And he could catch up with him.
虽然你是元帅，但是我本领也不弱。
Even though you are commander of the army, but my ability is not weaker than you.
你没走得我这样快，那我就比你灵活。
And you cannot run that fast as me, and I will take you alive. I will be more active than you.
大概他就是这样想。
And I think that he felt like that at that time. And so he pursued after him.
结果并不是像他所想的。
And so it turned out not the way he thought it turned out. And he was killed.
这里头给我们留意到一件事情。
Here we noticed one thing.
在属灵的征战的里面,
in the spiritual warfare,
不能依靠自己,
we cannot depend on ourselves.
人如果依靠自己, 那在属灵的征战他已经站在
If man wants to depend on himself, then in the spiritual warfare, he's standing on the losing side.
那属灵的征战有两个很重的原则。
There's two important principles in spiritual warfare.
一个是依靠神。
One principle is to trust in God.
大卫能杀掉哥利亚，乃是因为他依靠神。
David can kill Goliath was that he depended on God.
他没有依靠他自己。
He did not depend on himself.
你要说看他自己那五块石头有什么可依靠的呢?
Because he had only 5 smooth stones in his hand, what does that
但是他说, affect? 我征战不是用刀用弓。
But he said that when I go to battle, it's not by the sword or the arrow.
我是靠耶和华万军耶和华的名。
But by the name of the Lord of hosts, Jehovah.
那属灵的征战是依靠耶和华，支取神的得胜，那这是头一个很重要的原则。
First principle is to rely or to depend on Jehovah God.
那第二个呢？
The second principle.
不能脱离身体。
Cannot depart from the body.
虽然在旧约的里边没有身体的这样的想法。
Even though on the Old Testament time, there's no bring forth of the body yet.
那说到身体是到新约的时候才说的。
So the body is only a term that in the New Testament would be applicable.
但是这个身体的原则在旧约里面还是那样清楚的。
But the principle of the body is still very clear in the Old Testament time.
亚撒黑就是脱离了这一个身体的原则。
Israel has left this principle of the body.
他不配搭。
And he is not coordinating.
他要自己出头。
And he wants to boast of himself.
结果就给亚尼尔杀了。
And therefore he was killed by Abner.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们看到亚撒黑跟大卫又摆在一起，就很清楚的显出一个对比来了。
And when we put Asahel along with David, we can see a very clear contrast.
做王的却是一直在那里仰望等候神。
One who's the king is waiting for God all along.
这一个跟随王的却是忘记了仰望神而依靠自己。
One who followed the king forgot to depend on God but to depend on himself.
结果跟随大卫经过了许许多多的难处。
And therefore, he experienced many difficulties.
等到大卫做王，按人来说，他可以也分享大卫的荣耀了。
When David would become king, that he could partake of the glory of David being the king.
但是他却死了。
But he lost that chance.
因为他没有按照神的心意来行走。
And because he did not walk according.To the desire of God.
他走在自己要出头的路上。
And he walked on the path which was to show off himself.
那么这一次的战争是这样的，这一次的战术是这样的结束。
And this battle ended like this.
当然，扫罗家的折损的人是比较多。
Of course, the men from Saul was greater.
大卫家折损的人比较少。
The man from the house of David was less.
但是大卫家所折损的却是一员大将。
And but the men which came from the house of David, they were valiant warriors.
但是好像圣灵没有叫我们注意这些战争的结果。
But the Spirit did not let us focus upon the result of the battle.
只是让我们看到
you only let us see
一件事情比这些战争的结果更重要。
One thing which is more important than the result of the battle.
扫罗跟大卫当中的主力战已经结束了。
The main battle between Saul and David has ended already.
但是扫罗家的那这个影响还没有停止。
But the effect from the house of Saul has not stopped yet.
还不住的在那里给大卫家有骚扰。
And continually it caused hindrance upon the house of David.
那在这样的光景的底下
，under this circumstance，
那怎么去看这件事情？
How are we to look at this matter?
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果我们把整这个当时的历史带入属灵的原则里面，我们就看得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, we can bring his history at that time into spiritual principle. We can see.
肉体被钉死，是在我们的主挂在木头上的时候。
The flesh being crucified was when the Lord was crucified on the cross.
照理他就不能再活动。
And not and to logically he would not be able to move at that time.
但是在我们的感觉里边，那个肉体的骚扰还是不住的在。
But we feel that the disturbance in the flesh is continual.
你说主已经把他钉死了，我们也与主联合了。
And you say that the Lord has crucified it to the cross, and we have been united with him.
怎么我们还会受这些肉体的那个骚扰呢？
So how can we still be disturbed by the flesh?
那弟兄姊妹，我们不看这个外面的东西。
Now we do not want to look on the things on the outside.
我们要看这个事情发展的结果。
But we need to look at the result as this thing progresses.
神已我们的主在钉十字架的时候已经定了肉体的罪。
When our Lord was crucified on the cross, he already condemned the flesh.
也钉死了。
That is crucified with him.
那因此肉体，它虽然还有影响。但是那个影响是越来越衰残。
Even though the flesh will still have effect, but the effect will become weaker and weaker.
但是我们要记得，衰残不等于停止。
But when we say that it become weak, does not mean that it will stop.
虽然是衰残，但是它还发生一点的影响。
Even though it's weaker, but it also has some effect.
这就是我们常常受到肉体的骚扰的那个原因。
And this is why we are still being disturbed by the flesh.
我们碰到这个光景的时候，我们怎么办？
And when we come upon this circumstance, how are we to face it?
有些时候你看见那个肉体也是来势汹汹的。
Sometimes you see that the flesh, it comes in a very strong and terrible way.
但是主叫我们所看的不是这个。
But the Lord let us see different than this.
乃是看我们的主已经做成功的那件事。
He let us see that the Lord has victory.
乃是让我们是支取主的得胜来做我们的得胜。
And we partake of the victory of the Lord so that we can gain this victory to ourselves.
因为从事情继续的发展下去，那个结果就是。
And when and this thing progresses on, the result will be.
就是第三章的第一节。
The first verse of chapter 3.
扫罗家与大卫家征战日久。
There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David.
扫罗家日渐衰败。
The house of Saul grew weaker.
大卫家日渐强盛。
But the house of David grew steadily stronger.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
圣灵要我们来看是看这一个结果。
Spirit wants us to see this result.
不是看这个结果发生以前的一些零零星星的过程。
But not for us to look at the different pieces which happened before the result.
我们不是说不要注意那些过程，但是我们注意力放在那个过程。
We're not saying that we do not need to look at all at the progression.
我们
那
个注意力是放在基督已经得胜的这个事实上。
Yet our focus should be on the fact that the Lord has gained victory.
我们求主给我们能看到这一点。
We ask that the Lord can let us see this.
那扫罗家跟大卫家征战的事，我们下一次再继续看。
Now the war between the house of David and house of Saul, we will continue on next time with that.
今天晚上我们就停在这了。
Tonight we'd like to stop here.
我们请一两位弟兄或者姊妹为我们祷告。
We are going to give our sister leaders in prayer.